thank you. And after listening to our 37th speaker, we have certainly come to the end of our workshop. And let me thank, therefore, all the speakers, the discussants, and delegates for having shared their views and experience, allowing us to benefit from their rich expertise. Congratulations are also due to all our participants from the advanced training course who did an excellent speaker's job, and this, even though this was a premiere for some of them. I would also like to give special thanks to Roy Santana, the guy to my farthest to the right, from the Secretariat, who put in a lot of work behind the scenes, allowing us to have such a well-organized, smooth-running workshop. He was helped by other members of the Market Access Division of the WTO, for which I would like to say thank you as well. While I won't attempt the mission impossible of giving a full summary of all points made, I would like to highlight a few aspects I consider to be recurring themes and shared experiences that emerge from today's exchanges. Designing a committee begins by understanding your own reality. It is clear that what works well in one member may not work well in the context of another member. So it is not an issue of simply copying what has been done by others. It became clear that while members often face common challenges, they have chosen different ways of approaching the task of establishing or maintaining a national TF committee, and for good reason, as one size will never fit all. Problems frequently begin with defining the mandate and the composition of the committee. Competing priorities and internal rivalries can make it difficult to get off to a good start, and it is often the initial phase where problems seem more pronounced. This type of mentality is precisely what the TFA seeks to change and what must change if we want to succeed. Reference was made to the fact that the focus should be on designing a committee that was capable of achieving its goals, having clear and measurable tasks, achieving early results to show that the committee can deliver, as well as securing consistent engagement and high political support, emerge as important conditions for a committee to well perform its role. An inclusive approach to committee composition, allowing all stakeholders, including different stakeholders in the private sector, to take part, appears to be an important success factor as well. Frequent reference was also made to the need for a cooperative environment and for sound and sustained resources for the committee to work well. In terms of who should lead the committee, it became clear that the answer changes a lot from member to member, reflecting the specific needs and ground realities. Several useful ideas were presented on how to ensure the proper functioning of the committee and its sustained operation, which often appears to be a particularly big challenge. Reference was made to the fact that it was often easier to set up a body than making sure it continues to work well. Keeping the momentum and engaging all relevant parties are equally important, as are monitoring and measuring performances. Several speakers further highlighted the need for more information on best practices. A very positive message that emerged from our exchanges was that there is ample support for the establishment of a National Trade Facilitation Committee, and that it does not take a complicated 10-step program to set it up. Many countries already have existing structures on which to build their committee. On what matters is to ensure that one has a well-functioning committee that solves problems and responds to actual needs. There is a lot of support out there, but you need to decide what exactly you want and how the relevant assistant provider can help. I think it was just mentioned by the World Bank. It is my hope that you found this exchange as useful as I did, and that we continue this dialogue. Opportunity for that will already be given tomorrow, as I mentioned earlier, when you will be invited to share additional reactions in the course of our PREPCOM meeting. Before closing, I would like to say a few words on the electronic survey you were invited to take part in. Many of you used the opportunity, allowing the Secretariat to gather a solid amount of results. They will be presented in tomorrow's meeting in the PREPCOM, where you will also have time to introduce questions and comments we could not take up today for lack of material time. So on that note, thank you and have a nice evening. Meeting is adjourned.